Hey there. Thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, somatic practitioner, and embodiment educator. Your Pisces season horoscope is an excerpt from your 2024 year ahead reading. These readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. Purchase yours today from the link in our show notes. Registration is now open for Embodied Astrology's 2024 and 2025 programming. Our curriculum starts with the astrological new year and Aries season equinox. Join us for a life-changing journey of experiential astrology where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, craft creative containers and support your artistic practice through working with your own chart and current transits, learn how to apply astrology for conflict transformation and repair, and take part in exciting, inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change, and so much more. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, on to your horoscope. All right, Aquarius, we are in Pisces season now, February 18th through March 19th. The first week and a half, week or so of Pisces season, we still have a lot of movement through Aquarius. Venus and Mars are forming a conjunction in Aquarius February 21st. Venus will square Jupiter. Jupiter is in Taurus in your solar fourth house. And then Mars will square Jupiter the 24th and the 27th. And during this time on the 24th, we are going to get our first lunation of Pisces season, which is a full moon in Virgo on the 24th. I think I said that. So as we're moving into Pisces season, I feel increasing clarity from you. And there is this feeling of really needing to like dig your heels in about something, but as I talked about in your year ahead overview, rigidity is something that you are needing to transform and dispel. So what are you digging your heels in around? It feels like this, the heels moving down, the feet moving down, to me and my body feel like a standing taller. That is a little bit of an ableist metaphor. I'll just say it right now, but you know, to feel dignified in your beingness, to feel pride in your beingness. It feels like this is what you are needing to fortify right now. And in your beingness, there is inherent generosity. And so you get expanded, you get enlarged, the more you can give and provide for others, which doesn't mean that you too don't need to be provided for. You definitely do. And so some themes are starting to come in Pisces season that have to do with generosity and reciprocity and exchange. What are you giving and what are you trying to get? What are you giving and what are you trying to get? With your generosity as an Aquarius, you want to, I think, serve something that's bigger than you. And so there's this feeling of a kind of expansive nature of generosity. And because you're serving something that is bigger than you, you don't always care that much. I'm like, is that the right language? You don't always care that much about like the smaller individual needs. Care might not be exactly the right word, but it's like when you're focused on the big picture and you're like, well, you know, everybody needs a thing. And then somebody comes to you and they're like, oh, well, I'm just really concerned about this one thing for me. you're like, what? Were you not listening before when I was talking about how everybody needed a thing? Like, why are you coming to me right now to tell me about like your little problem? Sometimes that can be a vibe with Aquarius where, you know, there is such a deep care, and I'm going to say there's such a profound sensitivity that Aquarius has, but that care and sensitivity is expansive. It is collective. It's systems wide. And so on the personal level, I think sometimes you feel kind of perplexed by people, or it's like, you're like, yeah, I can understand what you're talking about, but it's like, it's kind of neither here nor there. You're not so moved. That's totally fine. I'm not going to get on your case about it, but I am going to say that that's an issue that's coming up in Pisces season. And your capacity for empathy and compassion are being developed right now, and they are being drawn upon. And the more that you can bring yourself to curiosity around what makes other people tick, what goes on in other people's minds, even in the little ways, in the ways that maybe are insignificant or momentary, the more you can build trust and coherence, and that will in turn serve these larger needs that you're interested in. Does the work of embodied astrology speak to you? Did you know that you can become a member? The EA monthly membership provides unlimited access to my weekly somatic space classes, where we work through gentle healing movement and meditation practices, aligning our minds, bodies, hearts, and spirits with the highest potentials of current astral energy. Memberships also include tea time gatherings once a month, where we debrief current astro together, share our lived experiences, and support one another through the seasons. Our basic membership also includes access to our private virtual community, peer-led study groups and affinity spaces, and a video and audio library with guided meditations and gentle movement practices. Learn more at embodiedastrology.com/join. I'm also thrilled to announce that our 2024 and 2025 workshop and event programming at Embodied Astrology is now open for registration. Our new program begins with the vernal equinox and astrological new year. This year, we're interested in mobilizing our platform and community towards more active engagement with the work of world making. We're asking questions about revolution and transformation. We're using astrology to imagine, locate, and remember forms of power rooted in care and connection. We're holding space for what is and what can be, with grief-tending circles, queer time expansion experiments, planetary devotional practices, conflict mapping with constellation work, and embodied astral support. We hope you'll join us for some or all of our offerings. The first week of Pisces season, you are really active, I feel like, and activated, and you're connecting with some kind of sense of personal power. You want to make something happen. In order to make something happen, you need other people to be on board. And by the end of February, this is very clear. February 28th, we have a triple conjunction of Mercury, Saturn, and the Sun. So we've got two Kazimis. I love that word. Kazimi is I don't know if it's used outside of the astrological community, but it is a word that means in the heart of the sun. So when Mercury and Saturn directly come into alignment from our point of view with the sun, that's the Kazimi moment. And we have a two-way Kazimi, Mercury-Saturn Kazimi with the sun on February 28th. So there in Pisces, your solar second house, Pisces is a place for you that has a lot to do with personal possession. It has to do with what you inherently possess, your skills, your talents, your perspectives. It has to do with your material possessions, and your earning power and attraction power. How do you get what you want and what you need? And over the course of the next couple of years, you are increasingly motivated to get more of what you want and need. And part of what motivates and compels you is the realization of what you want and need. And that realization is made clear by lack, by scarcity, by like, wow, I don't have what I want or what I need. And so the end of February is a period of time that might bring up some feelings of limitation or scarcity. But I really want to encourage you to reach your imagination towards how limitation and scarcity can transform. And most importantly, any kind of limitation or scarcity can be transformed through creative collaboration and connection with other people. And I say that knowing that some of you will be experiencing limitation and scarcity in a way that resonates and resounds as loneliness around this time. Not all Aquarians, but some Aquarians are going to feel very lonely at the end of February. And there might be a feeling of a lot of distance and uncertainty around who your allies are, who you can trust, or what you're trying to do. Some of you, you're clear about who your people are, and there is the existential and always very poetic longing and loneliness that's just part of being a human being, where, I don't know, we can't, you know, it's like we can't always have our needs met, and that's why we become spiritual. That's why we invest ourselves in the seeking, because the seeking is the journey and that's the deliverance of what we want and need. And spirit is infinitely available to give to us everything that we want and need. Not always in the ways that we think we want it or need it, but when we open our hearts to creation, to God, to Goddess, to the invisible realms, however you want to think about it, to the universe, there is so much abundance there. And the end of February is a period of time that is asking you to involve yourself with longing, with loneliness, with need, and with the ways that needs can be met, often through very unconventional means. And imagination is the requirement, the ability to imagine that we could have something is the first step to getting it. So this is a time that might bring some conversations to the table. And as we get into March, there is an increasing focus on what you have, what you want, and what you need. When it comes to the items at the top of the list that I think you want and need, it feels to me that home, family, stability, and belonging are really important. And for some of you, that's not for you personally, that's for the world. Because you recognize, as the Buddhas and enlightened masters all do and did, that you really can't have happiness unless everybody is happy. You can't have freedom unless everybody is free. And if you want the feeling of safety and security and stability in ways that are truly abundant, then you need to know that the people around you are safe and secure and stable and abundant. And that isn't going to mean walled off communities where, you know, elite wealthy people get to live insulated from the masses. They don't feel safe at all. They feel scared as fuck. That's why they have such big walls and all their security details. If people really want safety, they have to work to become safe in the world as people and participate and involve themselves in uplifting their community so that there is enough to go around. So there is abundance. And I think a lot of you are really on that tip. And plenty of you are feeling it for yourself too. And there's a feeling of like, how do I get what I want and need? Because these are times that are precarious. And there is a lot of instability, and there is a lot of economic distress, and there is a lot of scarcity. So March brings these themes to the table. And however they emerge in your life, I think you're thinking about them. And there is a need for you right now to clarify your values and become more aware of what you truly treasure and want to preserve for yourself and for the future and for others. And there is a lot of need right now for you to experience and learn and discover how abundance grows in conditions of generosity. And this becomes increasingly a need as we move towards the end of Pisces season, middle of March, when the sun forms its conjunction with Neptune. Mercury will form a conjunction with Neptune as well in Pisces season on March 8th. And then we have a new moon in Pisces on March 10th. And so I'll say like from the 8th until the end of the season, you know, the 8th through the 19th of Pisces season, your consciousness is filled with longing. And it might be longing for personal experiences, wants and needs to be satisfied and fulfilled. It might be the feeling that your wants and needs are fulfilled because you are opening on an energetic and spiritual level, and you are relaxing and releasing attachments to temporary fixations and material obsessions. You're opening to receiving differently, maybe. There's so much availability in your chart around this time to be nourished and resourced spiritually and energetically. But if you are looking for material security and stability around this time, it may be challenging. And it could be extremely challenging if you are in a space of scarcity and isolation. Now, I want to honor that many people are in spaces of scarcity and isolation, not by their own choosing and not as consequence of their own actions, but because that is what life has done. And those are the circumstances. If that is where you find yourself, look at the sky. Or close your eyes and imagine the vastness of the ocean. You might do the yielding practice that I recommended in Capricorn season. Connect with energetic expansion. There is so much available beyond the material world. This world is a world that is full of suffering. It is full of unnecessary, needless, pointless, absurd, devastating, heartbreaking, tragic suffering. So many people do not have what they need and want and won't. That is worth grieving. And so this is also a time that really asks for grief. It asks for outpouring of emotion and the offering and the giving of our grief and our heartbreak for all that has been lost and all that will never be, and all who are isolated and in spaces of scarcity and lack and fear. And in the giving of your grief, you are offering a gift. You're allowing yourself to be sensitized. You're allowing yourself to feel. If you don't allow yourself to feel, you're going to go numb and you'll participate. You'll be complicit in some ways in the scarcity of it. Let yourself feel. Engage with feeling with others. if you are able to connect with others around what you are feeling, what you are wanting, or what you are needing, or if you are able to connect with others around solidarity and shared compassion for scarcity, suffering, and lack in the world, there will be abundance for you there. Abundance flows in conditions of generosity. If you can come together with others to give, you will receive so much. Everybody has something to give. It might not be money. It could be time. It could be attention. It could be a particular skill. Everybody has something to give. The last thing I'll say is that if you are in any way in a position to gather with others, maybe by providing the space or the meal for people to come together and together give. This might look like, okay, we're going to come together and write letters to our elected representatives to, I don't know, instead of paying tax money to the war machine, to provide housing for the huge amount of people who don't have housing. This could look like gathering together to pool resources to help a friend in need. It could look like so many things. If you are in any kind of position to help people gather to give, you will get so much. And there is so much that wants to be given to you right now that is beyond the material. It is the spiritual, the energetic, and the love that wants to come in for you. And when that comes in, everything else follows. If what you heard in this season's horoscope resonates, you'll definitely want to check out your year ahead. These annual readings are epic offerings and the results of over 2 months of research and preparation with this year's astrology. They're ready for download now, and they include an hour-long intuitive divination and channeled reading for your sign, along with an additional overview exploring key dates and timing for 2024's astrology, with suggestions for working with this year's main themes, opportunities, and challenges through embodied energetic awareness practices. Get yours today through the sliding scale purchase link in our show notes or visit the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Putowski, and Gabs404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited 4 facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for one or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.